Weiter, then the Mishnah says, Bishmini, what do you do on Shmini Atzeres? Is Chazru Lepiyas Kibregolim. They go back to the regular Piyas, the regular Gerol, like every other Regolim, every other Yomtiv. Because on Shmini Atzeres, you only have one power. So you're not going to have enough, you don't have 24 Kabonis. So since you only have one power, you're not going to have enough Kabonis called the Mishmarim. So which Mishmar should bring today? That's like any other Yomtiv, Achutz from these first 7 days of Sukkis, that there's not enough Kabonis to go around to all the Mishmarim. So we make a Gerol, we like choose which one should bring it. So here also on Shmini Atzeres, we choose which Mishmar should come and bring it. Omru, they said like this, Mishihikriv Purim Hayoim Lo Yakriv Lamachar. Throughout the first 7 days of Sukkis, we said it started out the first day, there was 13 Purim, then 12, then 11, then 10. So the Mishma that had a right, or was Zoycha, to have the Purim the first day, they did not get the Purim the next day. In other words, we made sure that all the Mishmarim had an equal chance to bring the carbon of the power itself. Elochorizim Chalila, they used to go around the circle like to take a chance that each Mishma should get an equal chance in using, bringing the Purim. So more stuff like this now. Neima masnisin Rebbe hi v'loi Rabbonin. The Chura Mishnah should go only according to the Rebbe and not according to the Rabbonin. What does this mean? The Tanya would not like this. Par habor b'shmini. The special par that we brought on the 8th day in Shmini Atzeres is betchila mafaisin olav. Divrei Rebbe. Which Mishma should bring it? We used to make a pious. We used to choose to know which Mishma should bring it. The Chomi said, no, we don't choose. Rather, achas mishtei mishmoris. He said, out of these all the 70 Purim that were brought throughout Sukkis, when it went around the chance of 24, so most of them got a chance to bring 3. Achutz from 2 Mishmarim that didn't have a chance to do it 3 times. So the Havamina now is that our Mishnah says you make a pious, we make a girl, who does? Shmini Atzeres, Mashma, all the Mishmarim have the same pious, going to the same girl. And that's not true. According to Chum, the Chum say no. It's only one of these two Mishmarim that didn't have a chance to bring 3 times the Purim of the middle of the Yomtiv. They have a chance now to choose. So Gemara says, no kashi. I'll tell you, afilu teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to the rabbanon shita, that we know for sure who brings this power on Shmini Atzeres. Only one of these two Mishmarim that didn't have a chance throughout Sukkot to bring a power 3 times, 3 days, is. Oto though shtei mishmaris lo yefusei voi, but still, since we have a choice, one of these two mishmarim, we don't know which one should be zeicha to bring it. So we have to have a girl for this also. We have to choose out of these two mishmarim which one brings the power on Shmini Atzeres. So this also is toyin of pious. You have to make a girl to choose which one. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. Even according to Reb, even according to Chomim, you have to make a girl for which one of these two should be zeicha. Mur says now, Kaman Nozlo Hodatan. Who's the goal of this that we learned? Kol HaMishmarois Shoinoisu Mishalshis. All the Mishmarim, the 24 Mishmarim throughout Sukkis, they were able to bring 2 and 3 times the Purim. Chutz Mishtei Mishmarois, excluding 2, did not bring it. She Shoinus Vie Mishalshis, they had a right to bring it 2 times, but they couldn't bring it 3 times. As the Chur name a Rebbe Vlo Rabbonin, it only goes according to Rebbe Shita, but not according to the Rabbonin. Gemara says no. Afilu teimer rabbon. If you want to say this goes according to rabbon and shita also, my loy shulshlo. What do you mean it didn't have 3 times? It goes according to rabbon, and the one that made this pious for Shmini Atzeres was one of these two mishmarim. So one of these two mishmarim for sure also did it 3 times. So really, it should only be one mishmar that didn't do it 3 times. And here it says no, 2 did not do it 3 times. So according to the rabbonin, what do you mean 2 did not do it 3 times? They made a choosing. These two that didn't do 3 times throughout Sukkis had the pious for Shmini Atzeres, and one of these two did do it a 3rd time on Shmini Atzeres. So Marin says that if even it goes according to Rabbanan Shita, but Miloy Shulshul, you know what it means? It didn't do it 3 times. But Pori Yachag means on the Yom Tovim of Sukkis. The Purim that came on Sukkis he didn't do 3 times. Even though it did a 3rd time maybe on Shmini Atzeres, that doesn't count for Sukkis. Oh my Kamashmalon, what is it telling us here now? Oh Kamashmalon, that Mishikriv Purim Hayim, whoever brought the par of the Aksa today, Lo Yakriv Lamocha, did not bring it the next day of Sukkis. Elochorizim Chalilot, like we had in our Mishnah, they take a chance, they went around the circle, whoever did yesterday doesn't do today, until each one got an equal chance. Now, Omer Reb Leza, son to Omer Reb Leza, Tani Shivim Purim. These 70 axes we bring on Sukkot. Keneged me. Who is it keneged? Keneged Shivim Umas. It's keneged the 70 nations. Par Yechidi. How come on Shmini Atzeres we bring one par? Lama. What is that for? Keneged Uma Yechida. That's keneged Klal Yisrael. Moshul is an example. The Melech Bosav Adom Shamu Lavodav Osali Sudigderlam. He told all his servants, make me a big party. He said to his special beloved ones, Osali Sudikatana, make me a special small party. I want to enjoy you. That's what Hashem did also. The first 7 days of Sukkot, he makes Purim connected all the Umas Haolam, all 70 nations. And on the last day, Shemini Atzeres, Hashem only wants to be with Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lahem liyovdi kachovim, oy veyte the goyim she'ovdu, they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, v'yein yoydi ma she'ovdu, they don't know what they did. That bizman she Beis Hamikdash kaim bizman, there was a Beis Hamikdash, mizbeach mechapra lahim. The mizbeach was mechapra for the goyim. Like we say now, during Sukkot, we brought the 70 Purim, which was like a Purim of forgiveness even for the goyim. The Yachshav, now that they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, there's no more Purim. On Sukkot, mi mechapra lahim? Who will be mechaper for them? All right, we'll stop here.